gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalen Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat, and Vitacraft has a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that I guarantee your cats will love. So, you can find it at Vitacraft.us, you can find it in pet stores, or you can find it at Walmart.com. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats are teaming up with us Talking Pets here to give you 10% off if you put the word pets in the promo box for dog treat supplements at GoodPetsFoods.com. Don't forget, join us at the Tropical Costa Rica on October 6th through the 14th of 2025, you can book the trip at 800-581-8942. It's by Colette. And if you book now, you can save $100 per person. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Check us out on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio or listen live at TalkinPets.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
You, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me? Then it's just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling, or could that be growling? My legs feel like straw. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus?
And you're listening to Talking Pets. Is that you, Julie?
It is, darling.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sydney.
I apologize that I'm not coming to Florida for my birthday like I promised, but I'm having to replace my roof and my HVAC by myself because my insurance is not going to cover it. So that trip has been canceled.
Isn't that wonderful when you have insurance and they never cover anything?
Yeah.
It's just grand. I mean, I pay FEMA insurance and I couldn't get the stuff done after the storms here. Yep. And then, you know, don't get me started. And then, and then Thursday, all of a sudden I was like, you know, when I work on Thursdays, I work from home and I throw laundry in, and then all of a sudden my laundry room started flooding and I'm like, what is going on? And then the next thing I know is I call my, this one guy, Andy, that does like some maintenance for me and stuff. And he couldn't make it because of the holiday. Everybody's crazy with things. And so then the next thing I know is I called my neighbor, Rick, next door, and he's a handyman, and he said, I'll be over in 15 minutes. So he comes over, and we had to pull everything out. We're looking at it. And then all of a sudden, it was like we saw that there was only a crack in the pipe a little bit. And I was like, all this water, I mean, that can't be coming from there. And I didn't even throw another load of wash in or anything. So I was like, but water was still coming out. So my water heater decided to burst. And so flooded my laundry room. And that night, I was actually with Rick's help. And, you know, talk about an angel, a total angel. And he helped me. We went and got a new water heater. He put it in for me, hooked it all up perfectly. Amazing. We were doing that till like 9:30. I was doing cleanup till 11. And then it's my show prep for the show, all the music and the stories and everything. I was working till 2 a.m. that night. So it was a crazy, crazy time. But, you know, every once in a while, an angel falls down in your lap. And mine was Rick. And he was, and you know what he said to me when I said, you know, he knows my, you know, financially, I'm not that well off. So the thing is that after he did all that work and helped me like drive to Home Depot and pick it up that night and put it in and cut all the, you know, the copper tubing and everything else, at the end I said, you know, okay, you know, what do I owe you and can I pay you in installments? And he's like, Merry Christmas.
Aww.
And I was like, what? And he was like, Merry Christmas. And he was like, you know, you always take care of our dogs when we go out of town, because he's my right next door neighbor.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, you take care of the dogs,
I'm
taking care of you.
Those are great. They're great.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I was like, I was floored. I wanted to cry.
Aww.
It was, you know, you don't find people like that much anymore. So, you know, just made my heart swell, and it still does.
I would have been up the creek without many, many paddles had it not been for my neighbors and my churches around here, and the fire department, the linemen, stuff like that, because my little town of Roan Mountain that has no stoplight in this beautiful, gorgeous state park got hammered, you know. And I misquoted myself earlier. I'm getting my roof done. They've already fixed my vehicle because the tree fell on my house and my vehicle, and the roof should be done in the next 2 weeks. But the HVAC, there was a huge surge when everything came back on because I was without water and electricity for weeks and weeks. And those good Samaritans helped me out, you know, kept me getting me showers and, you know, charging my phone and helping me get stuff off, you know, the tree off my roof and stuff like that. But
well, you're lucky you live in the woods because there's your potty.
Oh, honey, I dragged from my beautiful creeks here 15 gallons up from my creek every day. 15 one-gallon jugs. I'd crawl down and load them up.
Just to flush and everything like that.
Just to flush and be able to wash my hands and stuff like that. But yeah, when I had all the documentation, everything was done, every licensed contractor that was out here said, this is a hurricane damage, and they are not going to do it. And the HVAC is going to be close to 10K. So, oh my heavens.
Well, like, you know, with Rick next door that helped me in a situation and the people in your neighborhood that helped you, Sydney, do you have anything that you, like, at this time of the year at Christmas that someone, like, kind of blessed your heart with something that they did?
No, but my family always has my back, so I think about them at this time.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, the family is always
anything too crazy happen.
Always nice to have the family there. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're there through thick and thin usually. So, you know, it's, and the thing is that family doesn't just consist of blood. I mean, family is
friends,
neighbors,
and
pets. Your pets are your family. So, you know, you're not alone. You know, I know the holidays are tough on a lot of people. You know, sometimes it could be a very lonely part of the season. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, even if you just go out to a bar and have a drink and talk to someone or do something, or go to your neighbor's house and have a cup of coffee, do something. Or if you have your pets, hey, a good movie, a blanket, and your pets to snuggle up with, and you're all set.
That's the best.
I agree, 100%. So, you know, I have to play a country Christmas song, Jilly. So
oh, just for me?
This one's for you. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. Don't forget you can listen on Alexa at CRN4. Tune in. Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, or go to TalkinPets.com and click on Listen Live. But tell your general managers and program directors you love the program, which I hope you do, and that would be a great Christmas present. I appreciate it more than you know. Merry Christmas.
Ooh, don't you think it's a pretty good plan? All I want for Christmas is a real good tan. Well, if you're thinking about getting me a present this year.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Paff here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic Helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades.
Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
Sandra Fay, DVM, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, and Jamie Rauscher, LVT, president of the National Association of Veterinary Technicians in America, and representatives from the North Pole confirmed today that all of Santa Claus's reindeer have been approved for their upcoming flight on Christmas Eve. Fay and Rauscher traveled to the North Pole earlier this year to perform a series of critical health checks on the 9 reindeer to ensure that they were healthy enough for their global journey. Fay traveled to the North Pole earlier than normal this year because Claus noticed Dasher was not acting like himself and asked her to come check on him. Fay had diagnosed him with keratitis, also known as pink eye, and prescribed him a treatment plan for eye drops, rest, and close monitoring by the elves and Claus himself. Dasher responded wonderfully to the treatment and is back in his energetic leading role. It's always a privilege to care for these incredible animals, and it's reassuring to know that they're all in peak condition for their important global journey. According to the AVMA, even though the association presidents traveled to the North Pole for Dasher's health, they also conducted full-body examinations on all the reindeer, looking for signs of injury, illness, or parasites that could harm them or animals they could encounter during their yearly travel. Fay and Rauscher performed blood tests, x-ray, and inspections of their antlers, hoofs, fur, and vital signs. The AVMA team provided Claus with an official North Pole Certificate of Animal Export, which is necessary for international travel. The documents provided to Claus certified that all 9 reindeer met the global health standards and can safely cross borders. Veterinary technicians are an essential part of every veterinary team, and working with Claus's reindeer is no exception. From diagnostic tests to ensuring the reindeer's comfort during exams, it's rewarding to play the role in keeping them healthy for such a key voyage. Fay and Rauscher will return to the North Pole on Christmas Eve for one final pre-flight check of the reindeer and will examine them when they return home to the North Pole. The level of care provided to Claus's reindeer by Fay and Rauscher helps ensure that each reindeer is ready for the big night, but also protected from the risk of spreading or contracting diseases during the voyage. Without my reindeer, there would be no Christmas, and without veterinarians, my reindeer wouldn't be ready for the big night. And Sandra and Jamie are truly on my nice list this year, Claus said. For those who want to also support the reindeer, Fahey and Rauscher noticed that you can leave graham cracker cookies, the reindeer's favorite treat on Christmas Eve, to provide them with tasty energy boost. And any veterinarian teens who would like to help out the cause may become volunteers in Santa's emergency staff on Christmas Eve. The AVMA has badges that professionals can download to help clients know that they are on Santa's emergency landing and veterinary expert system support team. Reporting for Talking Pets, this is Jalynn Sidlow.
Snacks, rode his old pack right over his back, opened the window of his little shack and shouted, "Oh, Dasher and Dancer, Vixen and Blitzen, come on here, we gotta get a going and spread some cheer, so limp your legs and sharpen your hooves, 'cause tonight is the night we're gonna jump to the roof." So the reindeer, they were so proud and grand to take another trip all over the land. They jumped right into their proper place to get hepped up for that midnight race.
And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah to everybody out there. We hope you have a safe and wondrous holiday season. I was just dancing with my cat, if you were watching us on Facebook Live. So I was getting into the reindeer boogie. That's what this is. And so, by the way, I want to give a big shout-out to our number one girl out there on Facebook Live, Darla. Merry Christmas, Darla.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Darla.
So, I don't know where Leva's at. She disappeared today. So, but Merry Christmas to everybody out there. And thank you for joining us here live here on this holiday weekend. I can't believe Christmas 2024 is here.
Oh, my gosh. It's in a few days, for heaven's sakes.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
And it's weird.
Roasting
too. It's
on an open fire?
Right in the middle of the week.
Hey, I do want to say, too, don't forget, if you want to get somebody a great holiday gift, there's the Tropical Costa Rica that we're going on October 6th through the 14th. And if you book it now, you can save $100 per person. It's cheap. And the thing with this trip, it's by Colette, which means it contains everything. Your flights, your hotels, your meals. Everything is, like, included into the one price. And so check it out. You can call Colette at 800-581-8942. And the booking number for Talkin' Pets is 1299-885. And you can also check it out at TalkinPets.com and just click on Costa Rica if you want to check it out there. But, Julie, I wanted to ask you, what are some of the most common holiday hazards that pet owners should be aware of at this time of the year?
Well, besides numerous poisonous plants, which you should be very careful of, I have some in my living room, poinsettias. But my dog doesn't touch anything. He's so good.
That's your dog.
Very lucky. I know, but
there's dogs out there and cats and rabbits and ferrets.
And you can't keep, unless you live in Florida, you can't keep your poinsettias just on your front porch. So if you're going to have them inside, if you have cats, don't have them at all. If you have dogs, keep them high, like up on the hearth or something like that, or out of reach. If you have dogs that are, you know, sniffy sniffertons and just have to chew on every leaf, I wouldn't have poinsettias. You have to be careful of holly. You have to be careful of any. I know live Christmas trees are a no-no for a lot of people. I mean, I have one, but you don't want to have tinsel on your tree. Tinsel can cause incredible damage to an animal's intestines and poop track. Because
I always say
right
if
through them, don't
if
pull
it's sticking,
it if it's coming out the back.
If it's sticking out the other end, don't pull, because you might get more than what you banked for. I got to ask you, did you see that new tree that they have out there? I think it's a pet food company has it out in their name or whatever. And I can't remember the company, but it's a Christmas tree with like stepping, like almost like step ladders for your cat.
I haven't seen it.
I was blown away when I saw that. I was like, no. The whole idea is not to have your cat climb your tree, but this tree comes with steps for them, so it's all incorporated. I think that's a little beyond.
I think, but, are you asking for them to just
exactly
drop to the ground and break all of your ornaments?
Exactly. That's another good point, though. Tie your tree down if you got pets, because they will pull it down. Hey, I got a trivia question out there for you. If you can answer this, we're going to set you up with a gift, and we got many things that I'll tell you about. Name the two reindeer whose names begin with the letter C for Christmas. Name the two reindeer whose names begin with the letter C. If you know what they are, give us a call, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. This is Josh Groban. Inside ourselves, we take when we should give. So for tonight, we pray for.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Kicking, punching, hair pulling. I'm not talking about mayhem in the toy department on Black Friday, but rather what often goes on when sheep are shorn for their wool and geese are plucked for down. These gentle animals are well aware that wool sweaters and down pillows aren't so nice after all. Please, choose vegan gifts this holiday season. Visit PETA.org to download a free vegan shopping guide.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
The Los Angeles Zoo is celebrating the successful hatching of two healthy parente lizards. This is the first time in the LA Zoo has bred the species in its history. It is incredibly rewarding for our team to experience success in breeding this species. The species is not endangered, but it is rarely seen in zoo settings outside of Australia. The LA Zoo is one of only three AZA-accredited institutions that have successfully reproduced them. The babies are doing well, eating, and are being closely observed by zoo staff. While they continue through early stages of development, they will be raised off exhibit in very specific controlled environmental conditions that will allow them to thrive. The adult male parente, the sire of the new babies, can be seen by zoo visitors in the zoo's Australian section adjacent to the Komodo dragon. Native Australian parentes are among the world's largest lizards, dwarfed only by the Komodo dragon, Asian water monitor, and a few others. Adults of the species can reach more than 8 feet in length and weigh more than 40 pounds. They are identified by their brown skin with beautiful cream and yellow markings. Parentes are a carnivorous species and eat a variety of food, including turtle eggs, insects, birds, other reptiles, and small mammals and marsupials. Parentes track their prey by sight or by sensing with their tongue. Once caught, the parente will violently shake the prey until it is dead and then swallow it whole. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Walk like a chimpanzee. Hop like a kangaroo. Roar like a lion roar. Talk like a cockatoo too.
Hello, hello.
There's just so much to see. There's just so much to do. There's lots of fun for me and lots of fun for you. Come on and let's go to the zoo. Oh yeah, yeah. Walk like an elephant. Stretch high as a giraffe. Clap like the seals do. Do your hyena laugh. There's just so much to see. There's just so much to do. There's lots of fun for me and lots of fun for you. Come on and let's go to
Sometimes puppy love turns into happily ever after. Yesterday at Helen Woodward Animal Center, two happy endings became a reality for one man who organized a one-of-a-kind pup proposal to the woman he loved. Haley Nathwani said yes to Nathan Keller, yes to adopting a Dachshund Chihuahua blend puppy named Holly, and yes to a lifetime together as Holly's married parents. The couple, who are passionate about rescue, have proven that they are equally passionate about each other. Keller, a San Diego local, met Nawani in college at UC Berkeley 7 years ago. The duo were an instant match and have stood the test of time, eventually ending up in Alexandria, Virginia, where he works as a consultant and she's a software engineer. When we moved in together, she brought her Dachshund pup named Nutmeg. She adores that dog. That was her number one love, and was important to her that I loved Nutmeg as much as she did. I can honestly say that today I do. When Keller decided it was time to make things official, he felt certain he knew the perfect way to seal the deal. I obviously had to find a life partner for Nutmeg, so they became the major part of the plan. Keller and Nathwani flew to San Diego to see her family, with the engagement ring tucked safely in his pocket. He explained that he knew of a great work that Helen Woodward Animal Center did and planned to surprise his girlfriend with the visit. As fate would have it, just before the couple had made it to the rescue facility, the center's Hope Telethon was live on their television, and Nathwani was struck by a little Dachshund Chihuahua blend being held by one of the hosts. She looks so much like Nutmeg, she said. Nutmeg is very shy, and I've been really wanting to find him the perfect companion. Holly was so cuddly and loving, and I just knew she would be a wonderful friend for him. Yesterday morning, hearts were aflutter as the perfect union of man and woman and dog became reality. Holly surprised Nathwani with a diamond attached to a rescue pup's collar. Nathwani said yes to both unions. We're probably going to name her Cardamon. Cardi M for short, for more spice and a match for Nutmeg. We can't wait to take her home and introduce them together. Puppies are simply love and magic with fur. I personally can't think of a better way to propose than to do it while committing to even more love in your home. For information about the Helen Woodward Animal Center or to adopt an orphan pet, go to theanimalcenter.org. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Festivus, and happy, happy, happy to Darla out there. Hey, Darla in Pennsylvania, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Darla. Merry Christmas, darling.
I know you're watching me on Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio, and are you seeing me going crazy yet?
No. I love your little cat dance.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I was dancing with the cats during some, you know.
I saw that.
I know I have a segment, you know what? The cat's here, and she's always by me. So that's Shadow, my black cat. She never leaves my side. But, and then... Did you notice Summer was peeking in, and then she came in? I don't know if you saw that part of the video on there.
I think I might have missed that one.
Yeah, she was poking around the door, and she's like, what's going on there? Why is Daddy all by himself today? It's like, Daddy's doing everything.
Well, you're not by yourself. You got your cat, you know?
No, I've got my kitties, but Lexi was sick today, so she's having a problem, and she couldn't make it. And with the holiday weekend, everybody else had plans, so I was like, I wanted to continue to do the show, and I got to say thank you to Sydney for being here, And you know what, Darla? Also, and Jilly, of course. I love you, Jilly. You know that more than anything.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But, you know, Darla.
Neo song.
I got to thank you, Darla, because of the fact that you're always there and instructing people when they go on our Facebook Live.
Oh, my pleasure.
So I know you want to take a guess at that Christmas trivia. So name the two reindeers whose names begin with the letter C.
Comet and Cupid.
Comet and Cupid.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
The gods have spoken, and that means that you are 100% correct.
All right.
Hey, Darla.
What do you want to go with, Darla?
Honestly.
You know, we got a new chicken soup for the Soul book today. I just got it, actually, yesterday.
I'll go for that.
It's 101 Ways to Think Positive, and I think that's a good book because I think people need to think more positive than negative.
Yes.
And speaking of the reindeer, Comet can't go with Santa this year.
Why?
He has to stay home and clean the sink.
Ba-dum-bump.
Ba-dum-boom.
Thanks for that one.
Last for the day.
Well, Darla, you know, I wish you the best as always, and Merry Christmas to you. Big hugs, and we'll get that book out to you. And you know, the Chicken Soup for the Soul books are pretty cool because they're all short stories. So I like those.
And they all have like a uplifting.
Yep.
You
know. Yep. I'll get that out to you. But Merry Christmas, and I send
Merry
my love.
Christmas.
And thanks for calling in. Stay on the line. Speak with Sydney, so I get your address.
All right.
Thanks,
right.
Darla.
Night.
Good night. So when you're watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, you'll see Darla on there. And Darla's our spay and neuter, or giving the 818-818-6401 number and everything else. She's my right arm, you might say, on that Facebook Live. So I thank you for that, Darla. And but all the same, Merry Christmas to everybody out there. I want to ask you, Jilly. You know, tell us a little bit about, like, party time. What steps should pet parents take before hosting a large party to ensure that their pet will feel safe?
I think that unless it's an exceptional dog, I think that pets should not be a part of the party. Mostly because people can be coming in and out of areas at the front door where someone could get loose, or in and out to the patio where maybe they shouldn't be out there alone. In Florida, we always party around our pools there. You just have to be careful, just like you would with a small child. I prefer that, you know, I talk with clients that they feed them, address a really good walk and a party break, and then put them in another room with maybe a noise diffuser or a television on, or both, with their kennel, and use the kennel as if it's a den. So always cover your kennel with an appropriate sheet or blanket, depending upon where you live, so it's a safe place for them to be. Maybe some toys. You can also, you know, leave a bowl of water in there, but you know, if it's an elderly dog, I definitely have water around. But just let people, you know, put a sign on the door and say, you know, do not enter, dogs asleep, kind of thing. And people will be respectful of that. But things at a party, if dogs are loose at a party or cats are loose at a party, someone could spill a drink, or they could drop a piece of chocolate that the animals shouldn't have. Or, like I said earlier, you know, they could get out an open door.
Or, I just ate a bourbon chocolate patio before. It was really good. Yep.
Okay. But thanks.
But
a lot
some of the
for
bourbon,
sharing.
Some of the bourbon leaked onto my shirt.
Oh man!
Do you want to lick my shirt?
Well, when this is over, I'm doing a shot of bourbon after reading 12 stories.
Yeah, no, you kept busy today. That's for sure. But you know,
it's always my dream to read every story, but I only usually get like six. But
well, you
great.
Got to do it this
day.
Time.
I know. I love it.
So it's yeah, awesome. No. Well, once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401.
Hi, it's Brittany Spears wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Brittany. So pick the phone up, give us a call, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call if you've got a training question, behavior question, you got a Christmas story about you and your pet, whatever it may be. But I'm going to give you the final Christmas trivia for the day. What did the Grinch use as a substitute for reindeer to pull his sled? What did the Grinch use for a substitute?
My favorite movie.
For reindeer. What did he use as a substitute as for reindeer to pull his sled? What did he use, the Grinch? Call us, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Merry Christmas.
Cross fields and floods, cross hills and plains. Sound the door, keep the sound of joy.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Greska's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Greska's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Greska's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. C60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
A Virginia man has died after a bear was shot in a tree by one of his hunting partners and fell on him, state wildlife officials said. The incident occurred in Lunenburg County, which is between Richmond and Danville, Virginia's Department of Wildlife Resources said in a statement. A hunting group was following the bear when it ran up a tree, the department said. As the group retreated from the tree, a hunter shot the bear. The animal fell onto another hunter who was standing about 10 feet from the bottom of the tree. The department identified the man as Lester C. Harvey, 58, of Phoenix, Virginia. A member of the group rendered first aid before Harvey was rushed into two different hospitals. He died from his injuries, the wildlife department stated. An obituary for Harvey, a married father of five with eight grandchildren, said he was self-employed, contractor, and an avid outdoorsman. Similar incidents have occurred in recent years. In 2018, a man in Alaska was critically injured after his hunting partner shot a bear on a ridge. The animal tumbled down the slope into the man, who was also struck by rocks dislodged by the bear. Another man was injured in 2019 after his hunting partner shot a bear in a tree in North Carolina. The bear fell out of the tree and began biting the hunter. The man and the animal then tumbled off a cliff. The hunter was taken to a hospital, while the bear was later found dead. Note to hunters, don't feed them because it endangers them. Don't hunt them because they may fall on you. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Catch me, I'm falling. You know, I don't know. It's a sad story. The poor man died, but really?
Shouldn't have been out there killing precious bears. Did you get my last comment? Don't feed bears, you only cause them harm. Don't hunt them, they will cause you harm.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I don't know. I feel bad for him and the family and everything.
I love bears.
You know, if you are shooting a bear up there in the tree, don't you think you would stand back a little bit?
Yeah. It's called, what is that? Is it velocity?
Stupid.
When it will fall and it will move. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. I know accidents happen, but, you know, I don't know.
How about the one where that tumbled into him and they both went off a cliff? For the heavens of the sakes.
Yeah, no. You know, but you don't think it's going to happen until it happens. And then when it happens, you're either dead or you just feel stupid.
Yeah.
So, but hey, you know, things do happen. But, you know, it's, we still have one more show. We'll be live next week as well. And that will be the last show of the year. Can't believe we're going to be moving into 2025. You know, weren't we supposed to have like flying cars by now? So I can get my car and fly to your house for dinner.
Isn't that what they're testing with all these drones up there?
Yeah. No, don't get me going on that. Like, how do we not know what those things are? Have you seen any in Tennessee?
No.
And it's not Santa Claus delivering Christmas presents. I have my fear thoughts about them, which would be that they contain a substance that would not be good for human mankind. But, you know, maybe that's why we don't shoot them down. But I don't know.
They're flying them over New Jersey and other populated places because those people don't have guns. They're not going to fly them over here. We have guns. We'll shoot them down.
Yeah, you probably would, wouldn't you?
Yes.
So, but I don't know. I mean, it would be nice to know what they are. So, but the last I've seen, they still are not saying what they are, but they're saying they're not harmful. Well, then why are they up there? And why don't we know what they are? But, you know, I'd like to think it's all Christmas presents coming to my house, but I don't think that's happening. But I do want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody out there. Thanks for joining us here on this weekend. Sydney, a big thank you to you for producing there at the network at CRN.
Yes, thank you, Sydney. You were awesome today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So one day we have to meet in person. That would be nice.
Yeah, one of these
days. She's got a good radio voice, too. Can you hear that?
Thank you.
Yep. Yep.
It does.
Yeah, now that I know you have a mic there that you can use to come on air, I'm going to be using you for other things now.
All right.
So, but big shout out. Thanks to everybody. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. You know, I always say one of the biggest things was that movie with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, Sleepless in Seattle, when everybody was out there driving for the holidays or whatever and shopping or whatever, but they're all in their cars. And the one great thing about radio is that it is in your car, and let's keep it there, AM and FM and all. So, you know, and the thing was, is a little boy called into a radio show looking for a new mom to make his dad happy. And it showed in this movie, Sleepless in Seattle, everyone crying and listening to it. So that's the one great thing about live radio. You never really know what's going to happen, but hopefully we make you laugh. Maybe we might make you cry. But, you know, the thing is that we are here for each other, and I you know, I got to thank you, Jilly, for, you know, spending the time and doing more than you normally do, you know, during the show, and I thank you for stepping up on that. And
I love it. You know it.
I know. But a big shout out to everybody, and please have a Merry Christmas. You know, and again, don't give any table scraps to the pets. Give them their own food at the time that you're eating. But, you know, and as I say, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. And as we close out in this hour, I want to thank everyone and all the general managers and program directors that carry the show. A big Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody out there. And this song is near and dear to my heart. And Brenda Lee, love you, girl, and thank you for your gold album from my mom. She sent it to me. This is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree with Brenda Lee. Thank you, Sydney. Thank you, Jilly. Merry Christmas.
Love you guys. Merry Christmas, everybody.
We're going to go out with Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Oh, by the way, the trivia question, it was his dog that pulled the Grinch's sleigh.
And what was his dog's name?
I don't know. You tell
Max.
Me. Max. Max, that's right. Merry Christmas.
The Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
And talking pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.